아멘. 各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
May peace be with all of the brothers and sisters.
感谢主祝福我们这一次的灵恩布道会。
We give thanks to God for blessing the spiritual convocation this time.
我们在日常生活当中常常会遇到受伤害的事情。
And in our daily lives, we will sometimes faced with situations where our feelings are hurt.
我们在公司可能有同事会伤害我们。
In work, our colleagues, they may hurt us.
我们在家里可能有家人会伤害我们。
And at home, our family members sometimes will hurt our feelings.
或在教会里面有同龄不知不觉也伤害我们。
And also in the church, our members sometimes will unknowingly hurt us.
我们要怎么样面对这些伤害呢？
And so how do we face these very hurtful feelings?
圣经叫我们选择用饶恕的方法来面对。
And the Bible teaches to face these with with forgiveness.
饶恕像香膏，它是一种被压制过，被压榨之后，被压伤之后，还能够对人产生香气。
And to forgive is an aroma where after we are pressed, after we are hurt by other people, this is an aroma that we can give out.
饶恕也像墨药，它是你把它捣碎之后，还对人能够产生医治的作用。
And forgiveness is also like a myrrh, some sort of medicine, where after it's been applied, it can be of a It can heal other people.
可贵的地方就是它是从苦痛当中产生出来的一种柔和的香气。
What's precious is that it is an aroma that's coming out of some of after being pressed or hurt.
所以我们要学习主耶稣耶稣都是用爱来化解伤害。
So we need to learn from Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus resolves hurtful feelings with love.
我们看以弗所书四章三十二节。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4, verse.
以弗所书四章三十二节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32.
四章三十二节。
Chapter 4, verse 32.
并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
Kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as Christ God forgave you.
这么提到说，我们的神在基督里饶恕了我们。
Here it says our God in Christ has already forgave us.
神就是爱。
God is love.
所以将他的独生子送来给我们。
So he has given us his only son.
这个目的就是让我们来学习主耶稣基督的爱。
This purpose is for us to learn from the love of Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们能够以恩慈相待。
So that we may treat each other with love.
能够存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕。
And have compassion to each other that we can forgive one another.
我们看到主耶稣基督对犹大的伤害，他选择洗他的脚。
The hurt of Lord Jesus Christ from Judas, he chose to wash his feet.
能够爱他到底。
He was able to love Judas to the end.
我们知道有能力的人能够缓急的人比较不容易饶恕别人。
We know those people with strength, those that can counterattack, they will not forgive others easily.
有两个小朋友在打架。
There were two little kids fighting.
有一个打赢了。
And one of them won.
老师跑过去叫他们两个要彼此道歉。
And the teacher went over, told them to say sorry to each other.
那个打赢的就很不甘愿了，我打赢了，为什么我要道歉？
So the one who won said, well, very unhappy because he won. Why does he have to apologize?
所以有能力的人更难饶恕别人。
So the one that has strength, is harder for him to forgive.
现在的人常常以自我为中心。
Nowadays, people are very self-centered.
有一个小朋友到街上去。
There is a little kid who went to the streets.
那一个叔叔看他很可爱。
And so an uncle saw this was a very adorable kid.
就给他一个橘子。
Gave him an orange.
妈妈就跟小朋友说要跟叔叔讲什么。
And the mother said to the kid, "What do you have to say to the uncle?"
那个小朋友把橘子递给叔叔说把橘子皮剥掉。
the kid hand over the orange and told the uncle, say, can you peel the orange?
本来妈妈是说要说谢谢，但是小朋友他是很自我中心的。
So at first, mother was wanting him to say thank you, but this kid is very self-centered.
因为我们都很自我。
Since we're all self-centered.
所以当别人伤害我们的时候，
So when others hurt our feelings,
我们很难饶恕他们。
It's very difficult for us to forgive them.
但是耶稣不但用水洗犹大的脚，而且用手巾擦干。
So not only Lord Jesus Christ washed Judas' feet, he even dried it with a towel.
耶稣对钉他的人也是用爱来化解伤害。
And to where the one who crucified him, Jesus solved it with his love.
我们看以赛亚书的53章。
Turn to Isaiah chapter 53.
以赛亚书53章。
The book of Isaiah chapter 53.
53章的第七节第八节。
Chapter 53 verses 7 and 8.
七节八节。
7 and 8.
他被压伤。在受苦的时候却不开口，他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛的人手下无声，他也这样不开口。我们到这里就好了，请读。
He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, as a sheep before her shears is silent, so he did not open his mouth.
这边形容主耶稣被钉的时候呢，他非常的安静。
Here says when Jesus was crucified, he was very quiet.
他受苦的时候不开口。
When he suffered, he did not open his mouth.
他像一只羊羔啊，被人家剃到伤口都流血了，他也没有出声音。
And when a lamb was sheared to the point where it's bleeding, it's still not making any noise.
彼得说他被骂不还口。
And Peter said that he was scolded, yet he did not answer anything back.
受害不说威吓的话。
And he was harmed, but he did not say things as threats.
所以我们看到这个人家演电视啊，那个好人跟坏人啊，好人有时候也是忍不住的要骂坏人两句啊。
If we watch TV, sometimes the good people will threaten back the evil people.
所以我们看到主耶稣这样一种柔和的心哦。
But we can see the gentleness, the gentle heart of Lord Jesus.
对钉他人说，父啊，你赦免他们。
To the Father, he said, Lord, Father, please forgive them.
因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
For they do not know what they are doing.
我们受苦的时候，有时候问啊，常常问，为什么主耶稣给我受这么多苦
？And when we are hurt, we ask the Lord, why are we suffering and hurt so much?
有时候呢，问这个问题已经没有什么意义了。
Sometimes when we ask this, it is really without meaning.
抱怨已经没有什么意义了。
To complain is without meaning.
重要的是你心中要有爱。
What's important is we need to have love in our heart.
用爱来化解。
We need to solve our problems with love.
有一位先生啊，他说他人生突然走了一个，神给他走了一个detour的路啊，就是他本来都人生都很成功呢。
So there's this Mr. He said that he is in a detour. At first, his life is very successful.
他在学校当教授。
He is a professor in school.
他有很好的家庭。
And he has a very good family background.
但是后来生了孩子。
But after they have children.
发现到他太太患了绝症。
And he discovered his wife had a terminal illness.
他的孩子长大是一个弱智的孩子。
And as the children grow up, these children will be mentally challenged.
他的父亲又同时有痴呆症。
And his father also has mental retardation.
这三件事情这三个人都是他生命的最爱。
And so these three people are his most loved in his life.
本来都是过得很幸福快乐的日子。
And at first, they have a very happy family.
不晓得为什么神突然让他走这种低途，就是本来是康庄大道怎么让他转一个弯呢？
He doesn't understand why God has to make him take this detour. At first, in this broad, bright road, now he has to take the other road.
他可以抱怨神。
He can complain.
他可以自怨自哀。
He could be sorrowful or pitiful, have self-pity.
但是他学习耶稣用爱来化解他生命的伤痕。
But he used love, the Lord's love, to resolve the hurt in his life.
他决定从大学里面呢休息两年。
He decided to take a sabbatical leave for 2 years from his school.
专心照顾他的家人。
He wanted to take care of his family.
太太呀，没办法自己处理自己。
And the wife could not take care of herself.
每天早上起来呀，帮太太梳头。
Every morning, he would get up to brush his wife's hair.
帮太太洗脸。
Wash her face.
太太很感动啊，那太太说，我死没有什么遗憾啊。
And the wife is very touched. She said, if I die, I have no regrets.
所以这位先生他讲一句话，我很感动。
And so the husband said one thing that touched me.
他说有时候信仰不是用来解释人生啊。
He said that faith sometimes cannot explain human experience.
他说信仰有时候是用来承载生命。
Faith is there to support our life.
真的，耶稣的爱是用来承载我们的生命。
And indeed, the life of Lord Jesus Christ is there to carry our lives.
就是我们应当学习用爱来化解伤害。
And so indeed we need to learn to use love to resolve hurts.
我们要学习来饶恕。
We need to learn to forgive.
为什么我们可以饶恕别人呢？
And how can we forgive other people?
其实人是神的形象所造的。
And in fact, we are created in God's likeness.
神就是爱。
God is love.
所以人活在这个世界本来就有一股爱心。
Therefore, as we live, we already possess love.
你来到会堂。
As we come to the chapel.
你看到会堂前面的花开着对着你迎风摇曳。
And we see that the flowers is blossoming and it's facing us and it's very beautiful.
你会心中很愉快。
We will feel very happy.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为你心中有爱。
Because we have love.
你回到家里面去。
As we return home.
你的小狗对你汪汪叫。
And our little dog is barking at us.
那摇嘴巴。
And they are shaking or sticking out their tongues.
尾巴了。
I'm sorry, the tail.
然后你也会对它微笑。
We also smile at the dog.
为什么？
Why?
因为你心中有爱。
Because we have love in our heart.
你看一个小朋友来到教会。
And we see little children come to the church.
你看到他那么样的可爱。
We see that they're so adorable.
你对他微笑。
And we smile at them.
为什么？
Why?
因为你心中有爱。
It is because we have love.
所以我们被造的时候就有一份爱。
Therefore, as we are created, we already have love.
但是因为这个人间不法的事情增多了。
But because there are so many evil things in this world.
所以我们的爱心就渐渐冷淡。
So then our love began to decrease.
有个小朋友在公车上面。
And there's a little kid riding on the bus.
妈妈一直跟他讲说，这个世界很多坏人。
And so the mother told him that there are many evil people in this world.
不可以随便跟陌生人讲话。
Do not talk to any strangers.
有一个叔叔看他很可爱。
And there's an uncle so that he is quite cute.
小朋友你好可爱哦。
And told him that so and so you're so cute.
小朋友把手指指出来跟那个叔叔讲。
And so the child pointed.Well, his finger and told the uncle,
他说你是坏人。
You are an evil person.
我妈妈说不可以跟陌生人讲话。
Because my mom told me I cannot speak to strangers.
你跟我讲话，你是坏人。
You're talking to me, therefore it must be someone who's bad.
我们已经被教育成心中非常的冷漠。
So we have been taught to the point where our heart is very cold.
这时候我们坐飞机
Sometimes we ride on the planes.
不小心坐在那个空服员的对面。
We're seated right opposite to the attendant.
公务员要飞机要降落，也要坐在你的对面。
And so the attendant had to sit opposite to you as the plane lands.
刚好你的身高跟他差不多。
And if your height is about the same height as them,
眼睛就要对看。
And we had to look at each other.
哎呀，不知道怎么办，只好看从那个肩膀看得很远。
And we don't know what to do, so we'll look beyond their shoulders to look very far.
我们不敢笑。
We dare not smile.
因为我不晓得他们心中会想什么。
Because we don't know what they will think.
这个时代我们都很冷漠。
And because we're also cold in this generation.
爱的相反就是冷漠。
The opposite of love is coldness.
你看到这个Irvine的山着火了。
If we were to see that the mountains in Irvine if they caught fire.
你心中觉得怎么样？
How will you feel?
是兴奋吗？
Are you happy?
还是同情呢？
Do you feel compassionate?
好兴奋哦！你看那个火那么漂亮。
When you are surprised, sometimes excited that to see the fire so beautiful.
有时候你真的有时候很难有同情，说哎呀，你看那个山上的房子被烧了。有时候因为不是我们家的房子你没有感觉。
And sometimes you don't have that compassion that to feel that the houses there are being burnt because they're not our houses. We are so cold. Why? Because there are so many things we have experienced. There are very little things now that can affect our heart. And my mom, she was unhappy when I come to the United States to study. And she told me, don't go.
她说从美国回来的人都没有血，没有眼泪，不会，不会流泪。
The people who come back from the United States, they have no blood and they don't shed any tears.
没有感情了,
you have no more emotions.
你经历太多了,
you have experienced too much.
你心很冷漠,
you will grow so cold.
那其实我们信了耶稣基督,
in fact, after we believe in Lord Jesus Christ,
我们应该把那个爱再眺望起来,
we have to once again ignite the love within
我们不应该再冷漠,
us. We can no longer be cold.
所以我们可以饶恕,
so that we have to learn to forgive.
为什么我们可以饶恕?
How can we forgive?
圣经上给我们三个原因。
The Bible taught us three reasons.
第一点就是伤害我们的人, 他不知道自己在做什么。
The first is that the one who hurt us, they don't know what they're doing.
路加福音23章。
In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 23.
请看路加福音23章。
Luke, chapter 23.
路加福音23章34节。
Chapter 23, verse 34.
23章34节。
Chapter 23, verse 34.
当下耶稣说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得，兵丁就撵揪分他的衣服。
Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing, and they develop the closing by cast lot.
耶稣可以原谅定他的人。
Jesus can forgive those who crucify him.
他有一个很好的理由。
There's a very good reason.
因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
Because they do not know what they are doing.
他们真的不知道。
They really did not know.
如果他们真的知道耶稣是天上来的神。
If they truly know that Jesus was a God from heaven.
将来有能力可以把他们丢到硫磺火湖里面去。
In the future, he has a power to throw them into hell.
这些卑微的人敢将天上的神钉在十字架上面吗？
These lowly people, do they dare crucify God from heaven?
他们真的不知道。
They truly don't know.
保罗逼迫主耶稣的教会。
And Paul persecuted the church of God.
耶稣跟他讲说, 你用脚踢刺是难的。
Jesus told him, it is hard for you to kick the thorns.
为什么他敢踢教会呢?
How dare Paul kick the church?
因为他真的不知道。
Because truly he did not know.
他还以为他为天上的神大发热心。
And he thought that he was being zealous for the God in heaven.
今天有的人对我们这样子。
And today there are some people who treat us like this.
他真的不晓得。
They truly don't know.
因为他没有一颗敏感的心呢。
Because they're really not very sensitive.
我们真的每个人呢, 都不太一样。
And every one of us are a little bit different.
小弟有注意到了, 你看我们开会就知道了。
And I have noticed this as we are in meetings, we can tell.
我们一个小小的议题啊。
At a very minor discussion.
每个人呢, 想法都不一样。
Everybody have their own opinions.
真的南辕北辙了。
And there's it's concept of north and south.
小弟以前住在纽泽西的时候,
prior when I was in New Jersey church,
我们住在, 西北区,
and we are in the northwest area.
我们每个人呢, 到教会都要四五十分钟。
Every one of us, it will take us 40 or 50 minutes to get to church.
后来我们讨论了。
And we have a discussion.
我们发觉到每个人走的路都不一样。
We discover everyone took a different route.
每个人都说他那条路是最好的路。
And everybody would say that their route was the best route.
大家都有一个想法。
Everybody have their own thinking.
他的想法跟你不一样。
Their thinking are different from ours.
他有时候讲话不小心。
And sometimes they will say things not carefully.
真的就会伤害到我们呢。
And it will hurt our feelings.
但他们不是故意的。
But they don't do this on purpose.
所以我们 常常都对那些肉体残障的人哦, 很怜悯啊。
And so sometimes we are more merciful to those who are physically disabled.
但是我们对那些那个精神有问题的, 我们不晓得。
But to the mentally more challenged, we don't know about them.
有的人真的IQ很高呢。
And some people, they have really high IQs.
但是EQ就是很糟糕啊。
But their EQ is quite bad.
你不能强你我们 IQ 这么就是这么高，你不能强迫我的 IQ 要更高啊，是不是？
Well, our IQ is at that level. You cannot force my IQ to go higher.
人家的 EQ 就是那么高，你不能强迫他。为什么他 EQ 那么高那么差呢？这没有办法的，强迫不来的。
And if their EQ is at such a level, you cannot force a person to go higher.
所以他所做的，他真的不知道。
And so sometimes what they do, they don't know what they're doing.
所以我们可以选择饶恕。
Therefore, we can choose to forgive them.
那你会问一个问题啊？你会想一个问题啊
？And then we all think of this question.
我很认识他，他当然知道。他不但知道，而且故意啊，故意啊，设个计谋来伤害我。
And so we say that not only he knows, he especially schemed this to hurt our feelings.
啊，如果这个是真的是这样子，我们怎么选择饶恕他呢
？And if that's the case, how do we choose to forgive?
那圣经上给我们另外一个原因呢
？And the Bible tells us another reason.
约翰福音八章七节。
John chapter 8 verse 7.
约翰福音八章七节。
John chapter 8 verse 7.
八章七节
Chapter 8 verse 7
他们还是不住地问他耶稣就直起腰来对他们说你们中间谁没有罪的谁就可以先拿石头打他
When they kept questioning him by straightening up he said to them If any one of you is without sin let him cast the first stone at her
我们可以原谅别人我们可以不丢那个石头
We can choose to forgive and choose not to throw that stone.
我想起我自己也是罪人呢。
Because we can know, remember that we are a sinner ourselves.
耶稣说没有罪的可以先丢第一个石头。
Jesus said those without sin can throw the first stone.
从老的到小的一个一个都离开。
From the old to the young, one by one they left.
真的有时候我们越活越老哦，就意识到在神的面前哦，亏欠越来越多。
And、the older we are, and the more we'll feel, the more we are lacking in the presence of God.
所以，我们年纪越大，就越仁慈了。
So the older we become, the kinder we will be.
我们其实看别人的缺点真的很容易。
It's very easy for us to discover the weaknesses of other people.
但是我们很少去想到自己的缺点。
But very rarely do we think about our own weaknesses.
当神的亮光照进去我们的心。
And when the light of the Lord comes into our hearts,
我们就会知道其实自己有很多的缺点。我们有什么资格来定别人的罪呢
？And then we will remember our sins and what, how can we judge other people to have sins.
没有错，我跟他比，可能我好一点。我觉得我可能好一点，因为你得罪我啊。
When compared to them, perhaps we're a little bit better because they sin against us.
但是我跟神比啊，我还差得太远。
But compared to God, I'm far off.
我罪这么大。
I have so much sin.
神都原谅我了。
And God has already forgiven me.
为什么我不可以原谅别人的罪呢
？How come I cannot forgive other people？
为了这个事情，主耶稣就讲了一个故事。
And for this, Jesus told them a story.
有一个仆人呢、啊，欠主人欠了1000万两。
There is a servant that had owed the master 1,000 talents.
这个仆人没有办法还了。
And the servant could not repay.
主人说没有关系，不是，主人说、哦、把他的太太孩子统统卖了，让他来还这个债。
And so the master said that sell his wife, his all.And his children and all his possessions to repay the debt.
这个仆人一听到这个，哎呀，就跪下来拜啊，拜托拜托，不要，我一定想办法还给你啊。
And the servant then heard about this, he fell prostrate and pleaded with the master to forgive him. He will think of a way to repay.
主人就动了慈心，就饶恕他。
And so the master was compassionate and he forgave all his debt.
出去遇到同样一个仆人呢。
And as the servant went out and he faced another servant,
只欠他十两而已啊。
Only owed him 10 pieces of silver.
就揪住他的喉咙说：“你一定要还我。”
Grab hold of his throat and told him that you had to give me, you had to repay the debt.
看来是好像这样子哈、哦，拜托拜托，你不要我你不要。你不要这样，你不要说我还不出来，就要把我下到监牢里面去了。
The other person said, "Please, please forgive me. Do not put me into prison."
那就后来那个人呢、啊，狠下心来。
But the other person couldn't do it.
就把他下到监牢里面去。
And put the other servant into prison.
一些仆人呢、啊，看到这个事情就心里啊不舒服啊。
And so the others, The other servants saw this, they were very unhappy.
就跟主人讲了,
I told the master.
那个人哦,真的,人家才欠他十块钱呢,
the other person only owed him 10 pieces of silver and he put them into prison.
主人听了很生气啊,
so the master was so angry.
我们来看圣经上的结论是什么?
And so was the ending of the story.
我们看马太福音的18章,
in Matthew chapter 18.
马太福音18章,
the book of Matthew chapter 18.
32节到35节
Verse 32 to 35
于是主人叫了他来对他说 32节到35节
Matthew chapter 18 verse 32
你这恶奴才 你央求我 我就把你所欠的都免了 33节
33
你不应当连续你的同伴 向我连续你吗 34节
34
主人就大怒 把他交给掌刑的 等他还清了所欠的债 35节
35
你们个人若不从心里饶恕你的弟兄 我天父也要这样待你们呐。所以耶稣用这个故事提醒我们，你要从心里饶恕你的弟兄。
And so here Jesus told us we have to forgive our brothers from the bottom of our hearts.
我们不要做恶奴才了。
We cannot be that wicked servant.
主耶稣已经原谅我们这么多了。
Because Jesus already forgave all of our.
难道你不能原谅别人一点点吗？
How can we not forgive others just a little bit?
所以我可以原谅那个伤害我们的人。
So we can forgive the ones who have hurt us.
因为他们对我们的伤害，欠我们的，没有我们欠神那么多了。
Because what they have owed us is not as much as we have owed God.
所以，为了让神原谅我们，我们应该原谅这些人。So
in order for God to forgive us, we had to forgive these people.
大卫就有这样的理解哦。And
David has this kind of understanding.
他有一次逃命的时候啊。One
time as he was fleeing for his life.
有一个前面的王的一个忠诚，对扫罗很忠心的人。There
was a servant of the previous king who was loyal to that king.
就对大卫落井下石。他就拿石头扬大卫了，拿。 拿土扬大卫，拿石头打大卫。He
picked up stone and picked up dust and threw at David.
这个大卫的将军气死了。And
so the commander of David was so angry.
他说：“王啊，你让我过去哦，把这个人的狗头把他杀了。”He
said, "King, let me go and kill this person."
大卫说：“是神叫他来骂我的。”But
David says, "It is God who told him to come at me."
连我的儿子都追杀我了。Even
my son is pursuing me.
更何况这个便雅悯人呢?
How about this Benjamin?
我对神在神面前做的错事情，可能你们都不知道。
The wrongs I have done in the presence of the Lord, you probably don't know.
我是一个更大的罪人啊。
I'm a greater sinner.
所以被他用土扬算什么呢?
So someone throw dust at me, what is this?
他说神会看到，也许因为这样子，神可以赦免我了。
Maybe God will see this. If God sees this, perhaps you might forgive.
所以我们可以原谅别人。
Therefore, we can forgive others.
甚至他做的事情他知道。
And even the others, when they know what they're doing.
因为我们 是一个更大的罪人
Because we ourselves we are a greater sinner
主耶稣已经原谅我们了
And Lord Jesus has already forgave us
为什么我们可以选择原谅呢?
How can we choose to forgive?
第三个原因就是 天父的心意是这样子
The third reason is that this is the will of our Heavenly Father
我们看马太福音第五章
Book of Matthew chapter 5
44节
Verse 44
马太福音45章44节
Matthew chapter 5 verse 44
到 47节
to 47
45章第5章44节
chapter 5 verse 44
只是我告诉你们要爱你们的仇敌为那逼迫你们的祷告 45节
45
这样就可以做你们天父的儿子因为他叫日头照好人 也照歹人将予给义人也给不义的人 46节
46
你们若单爱那爱你们的人有什么赏赐呢 就是税吏不也这样行吗 47节
47
你们若单请你弟兄的安比人有什么长处呢 就是外邦人不也这样行吗 48节
48
所以你们要完全像你们的天父完全一样 进读 48节
48 Be perfect therefore as your heavenly father is perfect
我们真的主耶稣期待我们跟他完全一样
Truly, Lord Jesus wants us to be as perfect as Him.
主耶稣啊，让我们啊，对那逼迫我们的人祷告。
Jesus wants us to pray for those who persecute us.
我们就可以做神的儿子。
Then we can become the children of God.
我们心中因为有爱啊。
Because we have love in our heart.
因为他叫日头照好人，也叫歹人。
Because the sun shines on the evil one as well as the good.
但是我读到这里，我都想笑。
And if I read this, I oftentimes want to laugh.
我一直想说，如果神让坏人头上有一朵，每次走着都有一朵云哈，那我就很清楚了。哎。
And if God caused the evildoers to have a cloud above his head, then it will be so clear.
我们看到这种人就赶快闪了。
If we see that kind of people, we will run away.
神不是这样子的。
But God is not like that.
太阳一样的照每一个人。
Because the sun shines on everyone.
所以我们追求灵修我们心中要没有那种恨的痕迹。
Therefore, as we try to have a spiritual cultivation in our heart,We cannot have any traces of hatred.
这样我们真的能够看到神。
If so, then we can see God.
我们心中自己会有平安。
In our heart, we will have peace.
我觉得这是主耶稣给我们那种人性最高的光辉之一就是基督徒真的可以有爱。
I believe that this is a bright spot that the Lord God has given us that the Christians we can have love.
基督徒真的可以有力量饶恕。
A Christian can have the strength and power to forgive.
常常看到社会上一些人他们真的有这样的力量。
And I see that there are people in the society that have this kind of power.
你看那个每年的几月，一月还是二月有这个 Martin Luther King 的节日。
And we see that in January or February there's the Martin Luther celebration day.
那你去网络查查，这个人是一个什么样的人
？And if we go and search out what kind of person this is.
他后来得到诺贝尔的和平奖。
At the end, he received the Peace Prize, the Nobel Peace Prize.
我们都知道早期美国有这种种族分离主义。
And we know in the early days in the United States, there's the separation of the
segregation,
races. Segregation.
你看，同样是人一起去搭公车。
And we are human beings, we go and take the bus.
黑人就不可以搭公车的前面。
The black people cannot sit in the front of the bus.
那个金恩博士他觉得这个是不合理的啦。
And so the Martin Luther King, he felt that this is not right.
他们就觉得要和平的抗议。
And so they need to peacefully protest.
因为他这样子和平的抗议很多人不喜欢。
Because they peacefully protest, many people they don't like it.
很多人把他的教堂，因为他是个牧师把他拒绝那个教堂用火把他烧掉了。
Many people because he was a pastor, they burned his church.
他跟跟随他讲，绝对不可以拿火把人家的教堂给烧回去。
He told his members that you cannot do the same thing to burn their houses.
后来别人家拿石头 K 他们这些人。
And so people then pick a stone to.Throw at these people,
打这些人
to hit these people.
但是这个金恩讲说你们不可以打回去
But Martin Luther King said you cannot fight back.
他的房子自己被烧掉了
And his own house was burned down.
他把他忍下来
He had this compassion. He endured it.
他有那个基督的爱用基督的爱来饶恕这些逼迫他的人
He has the love of Christ to forgive those who persecute him.
甚至为他们祷告
Even pray for them.
这个 是他们没有一个 perfect doctrine, 没有一个完全的道理，但是他们心中有一份基督的爱。
They don't have a perfect doctrine, and yet in their heart they have the love of Christ.
他们没有圣灵的内住，但是圣灵也感动他们要去爱他们的仇敌。
They don't have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, but the Holy Spirit moved them to love their enemies.
那更何况我们有圣灵的内住呢
？And today we have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们要完全跟天父完全一样。
Therefore, we need to be perfect as our Heavenly Father.
其实这种故事常常在社会上听得见。
And this kind of story we can find in the society.
最近南韩不是有一只舰艇被人家打沉了吗
？And recently, in South Korea, there's a boat, a military boat that has been sunk.
那他们已经调查出来，这是外力所造成的原因。
And they discover this is caused by some outer forces.
但一大堆人在船里面的阿兵哥都死掉了。
And there's a bunch of soldiers on the ship that perished.
你看那个患者的那个死人的家属他们在讲感言的时候。
And we see that those victims' family members as they're sharing their reflection.
他们说我们也要用爱来化解这种仇恨的。
They say we need to use love to resolve this kind of hatred.
他们的亲人可能被用寂寞集成在大海里面。
Their family, beloved family members are victims of schemes, and they die in a sea.
但是他们还是有这样的胸襟呢。
But still they have this kind of heart.
所以我们要完全跟天父完全一样。
Therefore we need to be perfect as our Father is perfect.
如果我们真的可以选择走神的道路啊。
If we can choose to walk in the Heavenly Father's ways.
其实这是对我们本身有好处的。
This is in fact beneficial to ourselves.
那首先我们自己会得到释放。
First of all, we ourselves will be released.
我们看路加福音的第六章三十六节。
Gospel of Luke chapter 6 verse 36.
路加福音六章三十六节。
Gospel of Luke chapter 6 verse 36.
你们要慈悲，像你们的父慈悲一样。三十七节。
Verse 37.
你们不要论断人，就不被论断；你不要定人的罪，就不被定罪。你们饶恕人，就必蒙饶恕。那个小字饶恕，原文叫释放。你们释放人，就必蒙释放。啊，请读。
And 36, be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, as you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven.
我们能够释放人，我们就可以被释放。
If we can release others, then we ourselves will be released.
圣经讲，我们如果有恨啊，还恨他弟兄呢，就住在黑暗里面。
If we have hatred, the Bible tells us, those who hate, they live in darkness.
不晓得会往哪里去啊。
They don't know where they will be going.
你看那扫罗对大卫有很多的恨。
When you see that the Saul has a lot of hatred towards David,
住在黑暗当中。
Then Saul lived in darkness.
他就不晓得走上哪里去。
He did not know where he is going.
最后走去找交鬼的。
At the end, he tried to find a sorcerer.
他越走越黑暗。
He walks toward darkness and even darker places.
但是如果你真的选择饶恕你的仇敌
，But if we choose to forgive our enemies,
你心中没有重担了。
Then we will have no burdens in our heart.
你那个结已经解开了。
We have already taken apart that knot in our heart.
你晚上不会再做噩梦。
At night, we will no longer have any nightmares.
你心中只有神的光明。
Because we only have the light of God in our heart.
你被释放了。
Because we are released.
那第二个，为什么？对我们真的可以饶恕别人，对我们有什么好处呢
？So if we forgive other people, what benefit do we reap?
圣经的第一个应许就是天父会饶恕你。
The first promise on the Bible. The second promise is that the Lord God will also forgive us.
我们看马可福音十一章二十五节。
In Mark chapter 12,
十一章二十五节。
Chapter 11, verse 25.
十一章二十五节
Mark 11 verse 25
你们站着祷告的时候若想起有人得罪你们就当饶恕他好叫你们在天上的父也饶恕你们的过犯请读
And when you stand pray if you hold anything against anyone forgive them so that your Father in heaven may forgive your sins
你饶恕人天父就饶恕你
If you forgive other people, Heavenly Father will forgive you
天父饶恕你你跟天父祷告就没有阻碍
If our Heavenly Father have forgiven us then we pray, there will be no hindrance
一个人说他爱神
If a person says that he loved God,
但是跟人相处不来
but he could not have a good relationship with other people,
这个爱有问题
there's a question in that love.
怎么可能爱神的人不爱人呢
How can you love God but not love man?
怎么可能爱看不见的神不爱看得见的人呢
How can you love God who you cannot see and love the people who you can see?
如果你可以选择饶恕
but if you choose to forgive,
天父真的可以饶恕你
then our Heavenly Father will forgive us.
你跟人的关系好了
If you have a good relationship with others,
自然而然的，你就是神最爱的儿子。
Then you will be the most loved by God.
所以我们要以善胜恶。
Therefore, we have to overcome evil with good.
不要为恶所胜。
Do not be overcome by evil.
我们爱的多，我们饶恕的多，从主耶稣那边得到爱就更多。
If we love more, then the more love we'll receive from our God.
因为耶稣说，爱多的赦免也多。
Because what Jesus said that those who love more, they will receive more forgiveness.
如果你从这个角度想啊
，And from this angle,
如果有人得罪你，你还要谢谢他呢。
If other people sin against us, we have to actually thank them.
谢谢你哦。
Thank you.
因为你让我有这机会可以饶恕你，所以神可以饶恕我更多啊。
Because you've given me the opportunity to forgive you, so God can forgive me more.
这样子我们就很坦然呐。
And if so, then we will be at peace.
所以我们用爱来化解伤害。
So we need to have love to resolve our hurts.
我们的神哦，有一个很大的橡皮擦。
Our God has a very big eraser.
把我们什么 不对的通通擦掉了。
He will erase all of our wrongdoings.
所以我们要有一个小小的橡皮擦。
But we also need to have this little eraser.
把别人对我们不好也通通擦掉。
So other people's wrongs against us, we can erase them.
所以宽恕、饶恕是圣经上里面一个很美丽的名词。
And so to forgive, and forget is something that's wonderful in the Bible.
你感受到这种饶恕力量的话呢，自然而然在人跟神的脸上啊，都可以找到柔和的光辉。甜美的笑容。
If we can find forgiveness, then upon others' faces and also the face of God, we can find bright smiles.
有一次啊，小弟家的后院呢、啊，种那个种胡啊了哈，种那个种菜。
And so in the back of my yard, we planted some vegetables.
因为那个藤太多了，所以我就刀子拿起来随便乱砍。
And so there are so many vines.Of that plant, so I took up some knife and began to chop off some of the vines.
然后隔天早上我又到后院去。
And the next morning I went to the backyard.
看到一棵被砍的藤啊的一个花开得很漂亮。
And I saw that there's this flower that's blossoming quite beautifully, even though the vine was already cut.
我就觉得很感动啊。
And was touched.
我把它砍了。
I already chopped it off.
它还开花。
It's still blossoming.
还对着我开花。
And it was blossoming to my face.
这是什么？
What does this mean?
这个就是饶恕。
This is forgiveness.
真的会感动人哦。
It's really touching.
我们一起默祷。
Let us pray in silence.